Log Talk Radio.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Excellent. This is Cindy F. Solomon from the Global Product Management Talk. Delighted to be here today for the launching of our Tools of the Trade series. The path to market leadership begins with product management, a crucial business and technical function. The job of product management often appears overwhelming and constantly challenging for product professionals to stay apprised of effective and innovative ways to accomplish their goals. Product professionals don't have time to be combing the marketplace for product management tools when they're busy shepherding their own company's products. The Global Product Management Talk Tools of the Trade audio series is designed to enable busy product people to stay informed about best-in-class tools, methods, and approaches. We talk with the people behind new offerings, products, services, and methodology to understand what problems they're solving, what benefits they're providing, and to provide tips to quickly traverse the learning curve to implementing them successfully. And we are delighted today to have with us from OneDesk, Catherine Constantinides. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes, you are. That's very good. I'm happy to be here today, Cindy.
Great. And Catherine, tell us where you're located.
We're in beautiful and very cold at the moment, Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
Wonderful. So is everything also in French?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely have that bilingualism factor going on here.
So thank you very much for joining us today and for your participation in several past Product Management Talk Twitter discussions that we have weekly on Mondays. I'm excited about your product, which I understand is to enable product innovation, collaboration, and management. Of course, we need to be always listening to our customers, staying up on innovation possibilities for new features for our product.
Absolutely.
So just give me a brief overview of how product managers do use OneDesk.
The focus of my talk today is really to explore the role of social web in product development, as this is becoming a very key factor, and specifically customer involvement and collaboration between stakeholders, that meaning business partners, employees, and suppliers. And more importantly, my focus is really to discuss how product managers can leverage social technologies to help them make more objective product-related decisions and essentially build better products and put them out there on the market faster. And OneDesk is essentially the solution for that. Product managers can really use that to communicate with the rest of the organization and really help them to get out there and understand what the customer wants and leverage that information to build better products. And as we go along, explain the benefits and how OneDesk can specifically be used to accomplish that.
Excellent.
OneDesk is social business software for product development and service delivery. It's completely web-based and it's offered on an on-demand SaaS basis, so it can be used wherever you are. Virtual teams can, in fact, collaborate with teams external to the organization. OneDesk is composed of many integrated applications. So the main applications are social media monitoring, feedback management, idea management, help desk, requirements management, product road mapping, and project portfolio management. The whole idea around OneDesk is that you're handling the product development process from beginning to end. So you're starting at ideation, you're capturing that feedback from the environment, and taking it through the product development lifecycle. So from ideation through to implementation, all the way through to product launch. Of course, you capture that information, funnel it into the system, manage it through idea management, case management, and help desk, and then essentially build out product requirements, task it out, and actually get work done. So you really have that streamlined business process from beginning to end, handling each step and each phase of the product development carefully and integrated with the other applications.
We would need to be using OneDesk from inception of a product.
Yeah. Well, essentially, that's the whole idea behind OneDesk. You have this ability to handle the product development from beginning to end. However, we do have some customers who only use partial pieces of the application. But the whole vision behind OneDesk is to address the needs from beginning to end and ensure that everything is streamlined and information is communicated throughout.
OneDesk is at www.onedesk.com, onedesk.com. And it looks like quite a robust system. of everything that you would need to do to gather features all the way out to managing the whole project tactics around new product development. The founders, what brought them to develop this?
Well, essentially, OneDesk was founded in 2008. They're based in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Our founders actually come from a feature and product-oriented space. So this is something that they already have a lot of experience with. OneDesk is actually the second startup for them, their first one being called Symmetry. And their software revolutionized cross-platform 3D visualization for manufacturing design, essentially resulted in a successful exit and was sold in 2005 and was eventually sold to Oracle. So OneDesk is really the next chapter in that vision, built on the belief that the social web will play a central role in product development, certainly something that's being echoed in the marketplace today.
The social web, such a buzzword, and everybody is now developing or has solutions for the social web.
Yes.
Could you break that down for what that means to OneDesk?
Social web is really, like you said, a buzzword term that sort of encompasses a lot of things. But what it essentially means is those conversations happening there in the social sphere. So to break it down even further, we're talking about conversations happening on Facebook, conversations happening on Twitter, out there in the social sphere where customers are really using the web to communicate their ideas, their suggestions about products and feedback. So that's really what we mean by the social web. And OneDesk is really understanding the need to go out there and capture that information and funnel it back into the product development process. So we're really going out there and capturing what's being said because we feel that's a very important component to building better products and services.
We've had a lot of discussions on the Global Product Management Talk about voice of the customer, about the marketplace. Just hearing what everyone is saying is a lot of information. How does OneDesk help you sort through what is valuable, what is a customer, what isn't a customer, and to make sense of it? Because certainly, product managers need to have feedback and input, but also it can get overwhelming. What do we now do with this information? How do we make sense of it?
You are going to get a huge volume of information coming in. And of course, one of the beauties of OneDesk is that you're able to manage that information through different modules and, of course, capture that information. But you're also able to make sense of it and really align it with what the company is trying to accomplish. Because, of course, it's nice to know what customers are saying about your products and services. The end goal is really to make sure that not only you're meeting customer needs, but also meeting customer goals. So we do provide you with those tools internally to help you make sense of that and pick the right product requirements and build them aligned with what the organization is trying to accomplish.
You create a customer portal for the customers to come and share their feedback. It sets up an ability to directly respond to them. Is there built into this a customer service? Is that what the customer engagement piece of it is?
Yeah, that's definitely one of the larger pieces of it. Essentially, what we're doing is through various channels, customers are, of course, communicating their issue-related, complaint-related, problem-related pieces of feedback, and we're capturing that through our help desk management application. And then once that captured, the customer engagement piece really comes in where we're able to communicate with those customers through various tools like discussion forums and really starting that conversation with the customer, opening that dialogue, elaborating their feedback and really understanding their needs while keeping them in the loop of the progress of their request. So that help desk application is the really important piece there.
Well, we just recently spoke about product road mapping. So there's an aspect of this that enables you to generate a living roadmap view. It takes road mapping capabilities so you can visually lay out your cost plans and schedules, provide accurate analysis and estimates. Can people sign up for one piece of this, or do you get the whole thing? Because I can see that the road mapping aspect of it alone is quite valuable.
Yes, absolutely. So the way that OneDesk works is when you do sign up for it, you do have access to all of these applications. But like I mentioned earlier, some organizations choose to use other pieces and not use others. So what you can do is you can essentially turn off the applications that you're not using and make use of the ones that really suit your needs and that are important to you. But you do get everything sort of under the hood when you sign on. And we encourage you to use all of them, of course.
Excellent. So there is customer engagement, product road mapping, customer service. I'm going through this page.
Yeah.
The product page is what is it details all of the different functionalities. There is a specific customer service aspect of it, innovation and idea management, social media monitoring. So these are all different, almost like I'm thinking we should add a visual to this. So we could play with it. So I could play with it.
You know, Cindy, I actually thought of that during our demos to customers and to people who are showing interest in OneDesk. I give an overview of the process, but then I actually have this really beautiful visualization that puts everything together that shows that relationship from the ideation stage all the way through to actually building out the product. So our listeners can't see that, but it would be a good way to illustrate the process, if I may say so.
Right, because when we do our weekly talk, I try and use all the modalities so people can read the tweets while they're listening to the conversation, or either or.
And that's what it's all about.
Exactly. This being a pure audio discussion, I realize it's very difficult to describe all these different components. As you were describing them to me, I was worried that this is just one more social web kind of thing, but you know, how really applicable is it to product managers?
Right.
And quite in depth here. It's many, many different products in one. Each is
exactly
all of the different products, the interoperability with Microsoft Project. It's also occurring to me that it's valuable for project managers to handle tactical management of what's happening at different places in the project.
But that's really where the value comes in for product managers, is that ability to really have all that information to build out product requirements and then task it out and manage that project and track it throughout to make sure that things are happening on budget, within budget, and on time. So that visibility and that traceability that product managers can have, and that in-depth access to the project, is what really makes OneDesk unique, and that's the beauty of it.
And this assignment scheduler.
Yep.
That is amazing. You can see which resources are overloaded during which time period. You can see the stack of assignments distributed over the timeline. Now, there are a lot of agile product management or project management tools. Are you positioned such that you're competing, or do you see that OneDesk is appropriate for an agile environment?
To answer that question, I actually have my Vice President of Product Marketing here, Derek Gold.
Hi,
excellent. Derek. Hi, Derek.
He popped in.
I just popped in to listen to how it was going.
Great.
So the agile side of things, we handle that. Can you hear me properly, by the way?
I can.
Okay, so actually here at OneDesk, we do follow an agile development approach as well, and we use OneDesk, obviously, for our own development processes. So the way we handle it is we have a sort of a stories approach in our requirements management. We structure it that way. You know, we do all the other agile practices too, such as daily meetings and voting on requirements and things like that. Was there any particular area you'd like me to get into a bit more?
Well, if you could describe how an agile software development environment could implement OneDesk.
Sure. Well, one thing that we do that's pretty unique is we actually allow you to combine sort of the issue tracking, lightweight, agile processes with the more traditional project management, Microsoft Project type approaches. I mean, out there you see a set of tools which are very traditional project management, where you do a lot of planning ahead of time, you task things out, you plan them in detail, you make estimates on the work and cost and so on. There's a lot of overhead in that approach, but it allows you to get a really accurate estimate of your project. And the idea here is that you can achieve greater amount of success by planning it more carefully. With the agile approach, the idea is really let's drop a lot of this overhead, but let's iterate fast so that if anything goes wrong, we can fix it quickly.
Right.
And in that kind of case, usually people have these more issue tracking type of approaches rather than really big, heavy project management.
Right.
What we allow you to do is we allow you to combine these both approaches into a single view. So you can actually track your issues in sort of a lightweight, agile type of issue tracking approach with the more monolithic project management approaches. And this is kind of unique and quite valuable, because in the end, it is the same engineers doing the work, whether it's a bug fix or a small feature enhancement. It's the same engineer who's also going to be implementing a major new feature or a big project. So you need to be able to see how their workloads are, even for the lightweight things that probably haven't been scheduled and tasked out and planned in detail.
Right. It may be the same engineer doing that development, but from the managing of the product development, I think that this feature that you're describing is unique and quite powerful.
Yeah.
For us to be able to scope where we are in the development, but also to identify the things that may be impeding the big development, because it's always the small details, bugs,
right.
backlog that's adding up that is going to get in the way of the big picture.
And it's work for the engineer. I mean, maybe you didn't bother to make a very detailed work estimate on it for him, but he still needs to do it, and it's still going to eat up his time. And, you know, 10 minor issues is still quite a lot of work.
I, as a product manager, have to be tracking it on the roadmap to show where we're at, to interface with the executives, and also to be stay up on what the costs are involved.
Right. And it also, you know, it's hard for you to explain to a higher level that a good chunk of your resources were spent on bug fixes.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, how do you communicate that effectively, and where they say, where's the new feature you promised? And you're saying, well, we had to fix all these other bugs that had to be done, and you need to flip back and forth between your bug tracking tool and your project management tool, and
yeah.
you need to make justifications. And really, there's no estimates on any of your bugs. They're just work that got done. So, you know, this allows you to sort of combine those views into a single view, but without the overhead of really planning out every issue in detail. Like you just won't have time for doing that anyway.
That's exciting. That from my point of view, is a major benefit of your product, and even more compelling. Then I understand the positioning it as a social web thing, but again, from a product management point of view, it's these kinds of things that if you're going to make my life easier, this would be the reason I would investigate further.
Great. Well, we'll have to start talking about that a lot more.
Definitely. Because a lot of things that we talk about on our weekly global product management talking, we have product managers, we have product marketers. We're always talking about how do you convey value of your product so it is down to earth and that you're targeting the right audience. And
mm-hmm.
I think that it looks to me that OneDesk is such a powerful tool that you would have to talk about it differently for each of the audiences.
Yeah.
That you want to read.
Right. Yeah, it's a multidimensional tool that really, it does address a lot of audiences, and that's a fact.
Who is your ideal customer for
right.
the full feature set?
Well, what you're seeing here, at least what we're seeing in the marketplace, is that Agile is obviously growing in popularity, but primarily amongst software companies.
Yes.
And I'd like to make it clear that we're not solely targeted towards software companies. There's hardware companies, there's service companies, there's even things like media and medical devices. They need the similar tools. And they really haven't adopted the Agile methodologies yet. No, that may come. But at this point, they're really using more traditional project management approaches. Where do we position ourselves in the Agile sort of spectrum is that we consider ourselves an enabling tool, not a direct competitor with some of the Agile project management applications out there. We can integrate with them if that's what's required by the customer. However, we also provide our own piece, which we believe covers most cases.
Excellent. And that is a very good point, that Agile has come out of software, and that certainly is my background. So I have a software-centric view of the world.
Yeah, well, we're a software company, too. But the interest really comes from all types of companies, really not just software companies.
Excellent. And I am seeing a lot of new product development difficulties in manufacturing and other than software companies really having trouble innovating. They're so entrenched in the systems that they have set up that are no longer serving them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they need new tools too. Well, let's talk a bit about how a product manager would probably use the application. Let's start there. So, for example, the product managers, one of their responsibilities is to listen to the marketplace, and they're always going to be tasked with who are the competitors out there, what's going on in the industry, what are the new features that people are requesting, and so on. The social media monitoring tool is just one tool in their toolbox for doing that. Obviously, they have a lot of other ways of gathering that information. They have it from industry events. They have it from their own customers who are specifically asking. They have it from their own internal employees who can contribute as well. And so what their job really is on this side of the fence is to gather that information, organize it, rank it, and prioritize it so that they can make intelligent decisions about what to build into their product, the next versions of their product. So the social media monitoring tool is just one tool that they have in OneDesk. They can make use of it, just use it as a simple way to keep an eye on the marketplace from that angle. They can also start managing ideas very simply in OneDesk as well. So whether those ideas come from email, they can just forward that email directly into OneDesk and OneDesk will capture it. They can have people submit ideas using a simple feedback form or the full portal, depending on what they want. They can do many things to gather this feedback and these ideas, and they can start managing, organizing, prioritizing, scoring, and so on. It's important to keep in mind that that's the simplest part to do. It's just the easy part. Signing up for OneDesk, and you've got that. You can just start making use of it. Not much required in terms of integration work or convincing other people to start using the product in any kind of depth. After that, though, if you want to start pushing it into your organization a bit more, you're going to need to bring other people on board, for example, support staff. So if the support staff, if you're at a larger organization and you have a dedicated support team, you probably are going to need to bring them on board so they can start extending the use of the product to things like questions, so answering questions, responding to issues, logging bugs, and things like that. So as you can see, the idea is depending on who the stakeholders are and who the audiences are within the organization, you'll make use of different aspects. But you can start at one end and move forward and then decide, hey, you know, we have a small support team. They're open to using OneDesk for their support application. Let's just get them on board. And it's a very easy, scalable model that we have. It's SaaS, per user per month approach, so you won't waste money signing up users that aren't going to use it. You'll just pay for what you use.
Excellent. Is there one person who has to administer the entire thing?
Well, it's a SaaS application, so obviously you don't have to get IT involved. Hosted in the cloud on our servers, well, actually on Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we know it'll scale up.
Exactly. However, you still do have to have an administrator in the system. Now, this is not like an IT guy. This is just the guy who hands out roles and permissions to the various team members and so on. So there is an administrator who has the top-level privileges within your own account.
Great. Who is it usually within an organization?
It tends to either be the product manager or the R&D manager. But however, you don't need to be restricted to just one administrator. You can have more than one. So you can hand out administrative privileges to perhaps your head of support as well and so on. So there's a lot of control there. You can hand out administrative privileges to all the department heads if necessary.
And how many products/projects can be managed simultaneously?
Well, there's no limit, actually. We have this kind of concept of the share space. So really, each user in the organization will see only the share spaces that they're a member of. So that's like being a member of a project. You log into your tool, and you only see those share spaces that you've been invited to, that you're a member of. And so you won't have your view cluttered up with a bunch of projects that you're not really working on.
How expensive, how big of a commitment is this for an organization? It's a two-part question. And as I asked Catherine earlier, can you buy different pieces of the module?
Price-wise, we start at a $30 per user per month price. However, we have a premium model. So if people want to try it out, they can just sign up and start using it. They have full functionality. They just have limited scalability, shall we say. They have three users and three share spaces limit for free. Once you go pro, it's $30 per user per month. That, of course, the price goes down with volume of users. Whether or not you can buy pieces of the product, the answer is at this point, no. It's an all-you-can-eat kind of approach. But we do provide the ability to turn on and off those applications so that you don't have to have your interface cluttered up with things that you're not using. It's a simple matter of just turning them off.
Awesome. How long does it take to get up to you? Scale to using it effectively? What's the learning curve?
Well, like I said, I think step one is pretty easy. I mean, step one is just gathering ideas, having a feedback form somewhere on a URL. We've already provided that for you. And of course, monitoring social media and so on. Then when you want to bring other people on board, it's still quite simple. You just have to give them accounts. And as administrator, you can do that. So you can just send out an invitation to the new team members that you want to bring on board. You can create roles for them so that they have the access that you'd like to grant them. And pretty straightforward. They receive an email invitation, they click the link, and they're in.
The design of the website is very inviting. I'm assuming that the experience of the product Deepin matches?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, design is obviously in the eyes of the beholder, but I'm glad you like it. So yeah, I mean, we try to keep a clean look and try to go modern, but we're always also updating our interface, and we're constantly making changes changes there. Yeah, but we also have the aspect of, like, some of our audience are engineers.
Right, right.
And some are not. So we have to try to appeal to both audiences.
Can you tell me about some of your current customers?
Sure. We actually have, well, quite a lot of signups. So as I mentioned, we have a freemium model. So we have a mix of professional and free accounts. They range from small companies that are using it basically within the freemium model, so staying under the 3-user limit, all the way up to large Fortune 500 companies that are using it for multiple users. I don't want to get into any specific names. Suffice it to say that we have a strong customer base and growing constantly.
You are aware now of how vast the solution is and how it really addresses the roles of many people within the organization. That's quite something that's very clear.
Describing it as just a social web solution does not do it justice.
That's just, you know, one piece of the puzzle. It's really the front end of it.
Right. Definitely from a product management viewpoint, it's the features, it's the road mapping, it's the ability to manage the difficult parts of the development that is really compelling.
Absolutely. I mean, on that subject, one of the tools that we have is requirements analysis. And that tool is really the ability to, once you've built out these product requirements, really make sense of real-world data that you've collected. And it's quite a powerful tool because it really allows product managers to compare their requirements and their data across real-world metrics. And I'm not going to go into too much detail about that, but it is in the solution and it is quite powerful. And you're able to connect that with the rest of the process. So requirements analysis, requirements management, also a very powerful piece within the software for product managers.
One thing that I really appreciate that you're doing on your site, you break it down into what we call personas. One desk has a solution for your role, and then you're presenting it to the different roles, product management, project management, innovation management, customer service management, engineering management, social media management. So now I have to go and watch each of these videos.
Yes, you do. You have homework now, Cindy.
And then the actual video, you give a choice of going screenshot, to take a screenshot tour or a video tour. And I had taken the video tour, and now I realize I should have taken the screenshot tour to have more questions. But this is really excellent. Yes, and I'm looking at the screenshots, and that, let me tell you, that speaks to me.
Yeah,
and I
absolutely
can actually see the details of what the experience would be using it.
Yeah, so, and again, we're providing different materials depending on how you want to experience OneDesk. Some people rather watch videos. Other people might want to go through a screenshot tour. So we're making sure that the information is available as in many different ways as possible to get people familiarized with OneDesk.
So I must compliment your product management team and the people who put together the website. I'm critiquing it.
Glad to hear that. I'll definitely pass that on to the team.
On the product planning page, it's showing screenshots, how you generate your product roadmap, and the visuals of what it looks like. It's really quite detailed. And there's also a community. Now, what happens in the OneDesk community?
Pick their customer portal. So one of the pieces of OneDesk, like I mentioned, is the ability for the customers to provide that feedback. And our customer portal is actually for us at OneDesk for our customers to submit feedback. So, of course, we can track how people are experiencing the product and find out their insight related to their experience with OneDesk. So, it's, of course, we practice what we preach.
That's excellent. Yeah, so we call it you're eating your own dog food.
Absolutely, and it's delicious.
Great. Well, thank you very much. Catherine, I appreciate your enthusiasm for what we're doing in bringing product management tools and education to a global audience.
Perfect. Cindy, thank you.
Thank
it was a
you.
Pleasure speaking with you. All
thank
that
you.